Good morning. The mission team wants to remind you about the rummage sale, which is coming up this weekend on Friday, May the 2nd, from 8 to 4, and on Saturday morning, May the 3rd, from 8 to noon. So please bring all your junk or your treasures, if you prefer to call them that, to the church this week on Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be here downstairs in the gym from 9 to 4. So we'd like to see all your treasures come in. We'd also like to have baked goods. You came through last year. We had lots of wonderful baked things, so please bring baked items also, because this is a bake sale. Ellery's going to be bringing his bread, so it'll be here fresh on Friday and on Saturday, so you better get here early, because it doesn't last long. For other information on the rummage sale, refer to your flyer, because that tells you where the money's going, and one of the things is on the back of that pet. So please support our rummage sale. And then on the first Sunday of every month, we're going to be calling it Warm House Sunday. The barrel will be in the back. We would like you to bring your non-perishables and fill up the barrel. The first Sunday is always Communion Sunday, so we hope you'll remember Communion Sunday and Warm House Sunday, because they are in need of food. So please bring food next Sunday for the Warm House. And we hope to see you at the rummage sale, and I know you're going to find something you've wanted all your life there.
Cheryl, what type... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. What type of food should we bring?
The baked food, you know, cookies, pies, bread, that kind of thing. Anything goes. So there were wonderful pies and cookies and all that last year.
She's got her mind on that rummage sale, doesn't she? I was actually talking about for the Warm House.
Oh, the Warm House.
You want us to bring pies
for
that?
No,
as well?
I'm sorry. Non-perishable food. I think most of you know that, but canned goods, boxed food, you know, dinners and that kind of thing for the Warm House. Flour, sugar, anything like that. They are in need of food, so non-perishable food for the Warm House. For us, different.
Didn't mean to confuse you there, but thank you for that clarification. All right. This is a great day, and we just so much appreciate your presence. And are you ready to worship God this morning?
Yes.
Yeah. We had so much fun yesterday in the sunshine that I don't know about you all, but we worked so hard, we're kind of tired today. Anybody else in that boat? Yeah, it's, we didn't notice it until we woke up this morning, and I don't, maybe it was the pitter-patter of the rain on the roof or something, I don't know. But, so are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes!
Great. Would you, what we're going to do now is have an opening prayer, and then we'll listen to our prelude as we prepare ourselves for worship, and then we will begin with our call to celebration. Let us pray. Dear God, you are an awesome God, and we thank you so very much for this another day to open our eyes to your wonders, your miracles, to your glory, God. And we ask that we are anointed in such a way that all that we say and all that we think and all that we do this day will glorify you. As we gather together and those listening on the radio, we just ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us, God. May your anointing be so powerful, God, that all that is negative and all that is evil be scared and run in fear, Lord, because of your presence. So we ask for your powerful anointing today. Make us one with you, Lord, and one with each other as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.